Yuma Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalet, 6-4 and more on the process of the Asira Mishdaleach. The Mishnah says, Vekevish Asulo Mipnei HaBavlim Shehayo Matlishin Besaro. They prepared for him a ramp. This is a ramp for the Mishaleach, the one who's sending out the Seir HaMishdaleach, the scapegoat. And that ramp led from the Azara all the way out of the city of Yerushalayim. It was built on Erev Yom Kippur, and it was there because of the Bavliim, the Babylonians, Shahayu Matlish and Besaro, that would pull at his hair. Va'omrim lo, tol vatse, take it and go, they would say to him, chasing the escort of the Seir Mishdaleach out to dispose their sins as fast as possible. And since we didn't want his hair to get pulled and to stop him from being molested, we put him out of harm's reach by building this ramp on Erev Yom Kippur. Now, the Gemara says that, in fact, they weren't actually Bavliim, they weren't actually Babylonians. It's just that people who behave in sort of an uncouth, unrefined way are referred to as Babylonians, kind of like in English we talk about Philistines. So when you say someone's a Philistine, it doesn't mean that they came from, you know, somewhere on the Mediterranean coast here in Israel. They're from Ashdod or Ashkelon. No, they're just uncouth people. And similarly, when the Mishnah says Bavliim, it doesn't mean that they're actually from Babylonia. In fact, the Gemara says they were from Alexandria, which was the main city of the cultural hub of Egypt at the time. In any case, but we call them Bavliim for that reason. And they were rushing them out. There are those who learn that the people, these Bavliim, weren't pulling at the hair of the Mishaleach, the person doing the taking, but rather the Seir Mishaleach, the goat itself, the goat's hair was getting pulled, and that would be, of course, make for all sorts of problems, potentially, in terms of the cost of the goat, and therefore, we are, whatever the event is, we keep both Mishaleach and Mishdaleach, both the person and the goat, out of harm's way. Now, Eser Sukkos Miyushalayim Va'ad Suk. There were 10 Sukkot, like huts, Sukkot, from Jerusalem, the Ad Suk, to the cliff. The word Suk here is as if it refers to a specific place called Cliff, capital C, as opposed to Hatsuk, the cliff. But it's the same as the Pasuk refers to Azazel, the place called Azazel. Here we're calling it Suk. So Tsuk means both specifically this place, the Tsuk, as well as in general, Atsuk is a cliff. Tishim Ris, it was a distance of Tishim Ris, of 90 Ris. Ris is a rather unfamiliar measure, but it was 90 Ris. And Shiva Omech to Lekol Mil, there were 7.5 Ris to every mil. Now, the idea here is that a mil is 2,000 Amos, and that is the full extent to which one may walk beyond his Makom Shvisa, his home base on Shabbos, beyond which he violates the Isser, the Rabbanan, according to almost everybody, of staying in one's place, of going beyond the Tchum. And therefore, each of the different Sukkot have to be within, one within 2,000 Amos, one mil of the next, so that no one has to walk beyond his Tchum on Shabbos. Now, the Ris here, as we said, 7.5 to 1 mil. So if there's Tishim Ris, if there's 90 Ris total, and you divide that by 7.5, you get 12. So the distance from the exit of Yerushalayim all the way till the cliff was 12 mil. Just for the record, the word mil is etymologically very close related to our English word mile. The mil is a little bit shorter, but the mile comes from the mil. The mil, like the word millipede or millimeter, refers to 1,000. That's 1,000 paces of a Roman soldier. Which they measured out as 5 of their feet a little smaller than our feet, so that means, well, our mile is 5,280 feet, their mil was a little bit shorter than that in terms of our feet. But in any case, the Chazal measured the mil as 2,000 Amos, Amo being a cubit, the distance from one's elbow to the end of his middle finger. If you run the numbers, that ends up saying, that suggests that the mil is closer to, you know, two feet, our modern day, you know, 24 inches, as opposed to some of the shorter measures. Okay, be that as it may, the idea here is that we have a total of 12 mil distance, which is interrupted by a number of Sukkot, that 10 in total, which were rest stations along the way. Now, just one more thing, which is pretty interesting. The Bartonura says that the girsa shouldn't be ris, but rather rus. The word should be rus. Resh vav samach. And the gematria of rus, resh vav samach, is 266. Now, if you do the math, and if you have 7.5 ris to every mil, and a mil is 2,000 almost, 2,000 divided by 7.5 gives you 266 and 2/3, 266.666. And the Bartonura says it should be rus, not ris, because the gematria of rus is, resh is 200, vav is 6, samach is 60, so 266. And he says, in fact, that the proper distance of the rus is not 266.666, but rather 266 even. And the idea being that the milava, the escort to the mishaleach, the guy sending the scapegoat, he would walk 7.5 times 266, which brings you to 195, just a couple almost short of the 2,000 limit. The idea being, he can't walk the full 2,000, he just walks almost 2,000, and then he has to turn back. And that's why it should be Rus 266 as opposed to Rus. There's actually a little more to be said about this, but the next Mishnah picks up exactly where this leaves off, almost as if it were mid-sentence, so we'll continue over there.